Hi, Shalom Aleichem, Gutn Erev Shabbos. This Shabbos is Shabbos Hagadol. Of course, Shabbos Hagadol is connected to the last words, the last pasuk in the second to last pasuk in this week's Haftorah, which is Hine Anochi Shalecha Siliyal Anavi Lifnei Ba Yom Hashem Hagadol VeHanora. Meaning, it's called Shabbos Hagadol because Eliyahu will come before the Yom Hagadol VeHanora. Before Mashiach. Shabbos HaGadol is not something that's found in the Gemara. The Haftorah for this week, the Haftorah of Arvah Hashem and Chas Yudav Yerushalayim, that Haftorah which is the last perek in Malachi and the last of the Haftorahs, this is also not found in the Gemara. At some point later in history, this became the Haftorah. In Aaron Fried's article in the YU Haftorah book, he points out that the Haftorah Arva was really the Haftorah for part of Parashas Tzav. We know that in Eretz Yisrael, they had a triennial cycle. They had a three-year cycle of the Kriyas HaTorah. And part of Parashas Tzav, the Haftorah was Va'arva LaHashem because it's about a Korban Mincha. For us, the Haftorah really reflects something about Acharis Hayomim. The idea of the Haftorah is to talk about Yemos HaMashiach. And what's interesting to note in the Haftorah is that the Pasuk talks about someone who is the Malach HaBris. The Malach HaBris is, according to one Perush in the Radak, the Malach HaBris refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but according to the other Perush in the Radak, the Malach HaBris refers to Eliyahu HaNovi. Eliyahu HaNovi, who is Kano Kinisi, who is the Kanoi, Eliyahu HaNovi, who says that Klal Yisrael did not do Bris Mila, and consequently Eliyahu HaNovi appears at all the Bris Milas. Eliyahu is the Malach HaBris, and Eliyahu is going to be the Mevaser HaGeula. Eliyahu will come to herald the upcoming Geula Be'ezras Hashem. The notion of Geula and Mashiach and this Yom HaGadol VaHanora, this notion, of course, is found in the Haftoros at the end of the Yontiv of Pesach. The end of the Yontiv of Pesach, the Haftoros that we read are all the Haftoros about Mashiach, Od Hayom Benov La'amod, which is actually the Haftorah that was chosen for Yom HaAtzma'ut as well. These are themes of Mashiach, that what we are talking about is that the Geula from Mitzrayim is not simply a redemption from Mitzrayim, not simply that we left Mitzrayim, but it's actually a template for all of the future Geulos that Klal Yisrael will go through. B'mhera b'yameinu, we're going to have future Geulos. The idea of the Haftorah, if you go through it, is that the Navi is saying that, listen, Chevra, you know, throughout Jewish history, you have not been doing what's proper. Hayisi emimaher b'mchashafim amnaafim v'anishba'im l'shoker ba'oshkei schar sachir amonov yasom mategir v'lo yire'uni amar Hashem tzvakos. Basically, the Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking about the averos that we did. M'chashafim u'mina'afim, we do kishuf, we have sexual adultery, we abuse schar sachir, we take advantage of the almana and the yasom, etc. Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Klal Yisrael that the achras hayomim, the averos for which we're going to be punished, or the last group of averos that we're going to have to overcome, are the averos of ben adam lachavero. The fact that we are oshkei sar sachir, almana v'yasom, etc. The Navi says, "Hayikba Adam Elokim ki atem kovim osi hagoy kulo." Excuse me, ki atem kovim osi va'amartem ba'mekvanucha hamaser v'hatruma. The basic point that the Navi is speaking of is that we don't understand what it is for which we suffer. The answer that's given is that we don't give maaser and truma. The chisaron that we suffer, the reason why we're losing so much, is because we are not properly taking care of our obligations, the obligations to give maaser and terumah. Those are the points Ribbono Shel Olam says. Of course, part of the rebuke of Klal Yisrael is that you shouldn't do avodah zarah. That's always what appears. Amartim Shabbat Avod Elohim, Abetza Kishamarna Mishmarto, Vichy Halach Nukdora Nis Mipnei Hashem Tzvakos. Klal Yisrael has like a philosophical question as to there is no purpose, the Malbim explains. There's no purpose in serving the Ribbono Shel Olam at all. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, right? Listen, what's going to happen is that you're going to start serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shuva Olai v'Shuva Aleichem. Yakshiv Hashem Yishma, you're beginning to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam will give us Gan Eden. V'zarcha lachem yirei shmi shemer tzedakah merapi v'chnafeha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will destroy, right? The Perek Gimel of Malachi begins with a malach that's sent to destroy the Rishaim. The Ribbono Shel Olam will destroy those who do not serve him. Look at the difference between Asher Oved Elokim and Asher Lo Avado. The Navi is basically saying that those who are bad will be destroyed, but there's going to be Klal Yisrael that remains. Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't change, but Atem Beis Yisrael Lo Chlisem, Klal Yisrael will never be completely destroyed. The notion that the Haftarah is trying to stress is that the averus that will remain, the achris hayomim, the averus that will remain after those real rishonim have been destroyed, are the averos of bein adam l'chavero, not giving maaser and truma. And when we overcome these averos, so that is when we're going to come to Yemos HaMashiach, which of course is the theme of the last two kosos of the Seder, as the Barbanel presents. And of course, it is the theme also of the end of Yontiv. That's why by Chasidim, the very end of Yontiv, they have Seudaso Shel Mashiach, because the idea of the Yontiv of Pesach is that it's the template for all Geulas La'asid Lavo. Good Shabbos.